morning, Josh, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You announced an event on Saturday, meeting for all, which means all the people, as I understood, for all the topics. So what is that about? That is on 9th of July, Saturday, yeah, in the afternoon?
Yes. Hopefully that's the first of several meetings. This meeting focusing on how to organize large group discussions and what topics people would be most interested in trying to develop. Mm-hmm. So potentially it will have several levels or subgroups organized behind certain topics, and then those topics are raised up and given, connected with support.
What inspired you to do that?
That's something that I've had great interest in since I was relatively young, from a alternative political system standpoint, to developing kind of visions and collaborative community unity, to just trying to promote good projects and work together for good projects.
How long are you already in Oroville?
I'm in Oroville for about 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So and you're volunteering, right?
I'm volunteering with Udavi School. Mm-hmm. And a few of the other schools, like participating, seeing.
As a teacher, yeah?
Teaching, kind of facilitating the STEMland project, mm-hmm. as well as starting to facilitate some other education projects, mm-hmm. and occasionally working with permaculture or forestry, and exploring as many different aspects of Oroville as I can, mm-hmm. because I'm interested in how they all work together.
Where are you from?
Near Seattle, Washington, I grew up mostly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But where did you hear about Oroville? What brought you to Oroville?
I heard about Oroville from a couple friends that I knew in Maui. Mm-hmm. And I'd heard about it before when I was in India 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't end up making it down that time, but it was something I kind of kept dreaming about the whole time I was waiting to come here.
Waiting for the right time to visit Oroville.
Yeah.
Before you were coming here, what did you expect from Oroville?
Before coming here, I'd heard initially many things from just short-term volunteers that were here for a few months, mm-hmm. volunteering in Sedona Forest or a few other specific projects. It was more interesting when I started to hear the larger vision and how the experience goes for a full Orovillian and how the community tries to work together intentionally to bring about so many good projects and promote positive efforts as like a model for the world as a whole. So working towards environmental projects, equal opportunity for education is one of the most beautiful parts that I envisioned, where all children have equal access to all the different things that they are passionate about in life, so they're able to pursue whatever passions that they really...
they want to.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 weeks is kind of short. But I think now, I mean, you have a little bit clearer vision since you are here, right?
Yeah, my vision is now realizing that everything is at least 10 times, maybe 100 times bigger than I had imagined, with so many different aspects. I was wishing that there was a little bit more connectivity between all the aspects and a little bit more collaboration. When I ask people about collaboration, sometimes that's one of the pieces that kind of drops my hopes. It kind of comes in waves. I'm so inspired by what some individuals do, and then some like pieces of pessimism like make me feel almost hopeless. So
it's lots of individuals who are really aspiring to many things, but how to connect them, right?
Yeah.
Collaboration is probably the word. So let's dwell in that meeting on Saturday, which will happen at 4:00, right?
Yes.
You said in town hall, in the meeting room?
Town hall meeting room on the first floor, just above the financial services office, in front of the working committee
room.
So it should be mostly inside that room. Potentially, if it's a little bit bigger than I expect, I'm hoping maybe we can expand the subgroups outside of that room and then bring some representative people to represent the ideas from the subgroup in a larger meeting after.
Mm. And you also said the meeting is all for all, which means also Orwellians, non-Orwellians, yeah?
If I understood. I think it's a great resource having
everybody.
Professionals that come to do internships and come to do volunteering, come to do collaborate with projects. I think it's a good resource that maybe all the as much input as possible, like the larger community wisdom, can be brought up.
That is really kind of wide, no? But how you, I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to do the idea. I find it really great, yeah. Because then you give a platform maybe for some things, some thoughts which were not expressed on general meetings on some other occasions could come forward, right?
Yeah.
But still, how are you planning to hold all of this? Because that is like then a big thing, no?
Yeah.
Are you going to structure it somehow or?
I guess you could say there's some parallels with how they do Dreamweavers or World Cafe or other large group meetings. It's also a little bit similar to some of the Baha'i, what they consider a non-political large group guidance structure, where smaller groups get together and connect and share ideas, and the ideas with the most support rise up and people vote to choose one or two representatives from each smaller group to come and try to synthesize in a larger and one central group and develop a plan, strategic plan behind those ideas. So for the first meeting, my hope would just be that maybe a few topics and a few proposition initiatives
to emerge,
systems emerge with a higher level of support, and then maybe there could be following meetings where we delve deeper into specific topics.
Is there any area you really expecting that they will come forward?
My hope is I'm going to organize a few subgroups, one subgroup to be more peaceful, harmonious discussion, maybe a subgroup for more controversial, heated debate, another subgroup for more personal evolution, development, where people talk about nonviolent communication or they talk about their own experiences with spiritual development or different knowledge and philosophy. And then one group that I was hoping would be more emphasizing topics on a larger community and community vision, what people would envision for the collaborations in their own or in their intentional communities, how they would envision working together with maybe connective discussion times, connective dinners, like a community of 100 people living together. There could be 3 or 4 times when everyone eats together, when everyone practices yoga, martial arts.
Community of 100 people is like a big family, yeah?
Yeah, similar model to Sedona Forest, maybe. Yeah. So if there was a large community of people that wanted to develop a common synthesized vision of a balanced system similar to how they might do something in Sedona Forest, but
the way I perceive it, maybe I'm wrong, but you can correct me.
Yeah.
You see actually the future of the humanity in a small intentional communities connected on through a net globally.
I see maybe slightly larger parts of humanity connecting through that net. I'm not sure if I see the entirety of humanity, but I see some balance of some parts of humanity maybe having that option to take that part. But when I was suggesting that one topic, I think I also have hundreds of other topics that I'm very interested in, like proposing to see which people have interest in, which types of topics and initiatives and plans for.
What about the thing which is still rolling the world and rolling our world as well, money or economical system? Yeah. Do you have any topics prepare for that, a suggestion?
Topics that I would connect to on money don't really focus specifically about money, but focus on positive systems for developing agriculture, permaculture, developing education, developing things that are more donation-based and free orientation to just give people equal and free access to different systems, while at the same time providing all the necessary resources that people need to sustain themselves. But I think it's not as much about my specific topics in this talk.
You
it's
want just something to emerge
what
out.
People, yeah. I ideally would like many, many things to emerge.
So how long are you staying here for? You will be staying for a year or 2 years?
I'm here now until October. Mm-hmm. Then I have to do a visa run. And then potentially if the projects that I'm working with are going well, I have a 10-year visa so I can come in and out every 6 months. Or, yeah, be here for six
you can
months.
Stay. So you can actually develop really the platforms for many topics, right?
Yes, if it seems like there. But it's only a small piece of what I hope to be.
Small piece.
That's yeah. Something I think maybe twice a month. Mm-hmm. I think once a week at the most. Maybe I would only make it to 2 meetings a week. I think it's more about actually doing things and actually connecting and making things happen and putting work toward service towards realizing those projects.
So. I think in those 5 weeks you were communicating with many, many, from Aurelians to internship to volunteers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think you stumbled already on the apathy of the community itself, didn't you?
A little bit. I've come across, both sides many times. Mm. But, yeah. I think
so you're hoping to turn this thing over?
I think it would be really exciting if there was a resurgence of community activism and awareness and connection, I think. That already people are working so much that it is incredibly challenging to, on top of that work, put a significant amount of energy towards the meeting and coordinating and other things. And so it seems like a lot of those things that have been handed over to people that sometimes people feel do a very good job. And I think they do have the intention of doing very positive things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there could still be a lot of benefit when more minds come together to connect and collaborate and share visions and ideas.
Collaborate, share, and communicate with each other.
No? Yeah. Maybe there could even be one day a month where it's like a free work day where people are supposed to take the day off work and kind of focus on connecting ideas and sharing thoughts. And that is in itself, I think, a form of work that people can, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you, it's even before you start a work, if you make a good plan, then the work can go easy, right?
Yeah.
If you got all the parties involved and at least all the parties are aware how this is going to be, then the work can be executed really easily, right?
Yeah, I think when they collaborate in their work, I think work together, they can
Versus that you start every day as a fresh and you just think what I have to do and it's like you do it ad hoc, right?
Yeah, working alone, you can usually get jobs done quickly, but to work together, you can go further.
That's one of the progress. Yeah, if you want to go, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, you go in the community. What about human unity and diversity? Do you see it here, or how does it play, or it doesn't play?
I think there's many pieces that there's unity with. I think many pieces where there's individuality, and I think that leaves room for things to evolve, and I think not giving that kind of oppression means that things can maybe evolve in a more healthy way so that people develop those things for themselves and can become united in those aspects in their own personal way, as long as it's continuing to grow and continuing to become more united. If it gradually deteriorates and there's no longer an effort to find unity and it just becomes everyone for themselves and total separation and it moves in that direction for too long, I think
it's
some things can be lost.
Yeah. But still, unity, it's probably strong as far everybody does see the same goal, no? Somehow. Either it's toward the building the city or, yeah. I mean, something.
Yeah, I think some people see very similar goals, and I think working together to kind of centralize and synthesize those goals together so that they can collaborate. And I think it's good to have so much diversity in those goals. So having so many aspects and all the different possibilities that all the different minds can come together. But yeah, hopefully not seeing that diversity of goals in a negative way that detracts from each other. Where
you've seen a short glimpse, but as Aurovillians, are we tolerant to each other? Because we're coming from completely different cultural backgrounds, the way we do things, the way we communicate. Are we tolerant or we just coexist somewhere?
Yeah, I think a lot of harmony and peace and like warm feelings and warm connection between so many Aurovillians. And yeah, I feel very good vibes from pretty much all the Aurovillians that I meet. But I also get small pieces where there's been some hurt or some past negative interaction where visions weren't connected. People were attached to two different concepts, and that seems to have made people feel like they really need to separate and isolate and not connect as much. So that, I think, is a piece that could, yeah, it would be really positive. People could get past some of those things and
go forward. It's really the next evolutionary step, no? That we do accept each other as we are human beings, all the same under the skin, no?
Yeah.
And that we're trying to understand, at least I can try and understand why you do this thing that way you're doing it. Yeah. But I also expect that you understand why I'm doing the way I'm doing it, no? It has to be reciprocity in the process, yeah. Only if it's one side is giving and keep tolerating, then it starts lagging behind, no?
Yeah.
And you're missing some points. Yeah. What about spirituality?
Spirituality.
Because by default, we're supposed to be a spiritual community, you know? Intentional spiritual community.
Yeah. I think spirituality, I have gone to several different talks and activities and Savitri Bhavan and several, trying to read about spirituality in libraries. And I haven't been able to find as much connection as I would have liked to specific spiritual practices. I've been able to develop some of my own personal spiritual practices a little bit more. I think it's something that develops slowly, independently. I was hoping that there would be some connectivity of spirituality, some philosophical debate. That's another thing that I would hope might come up in some of these talks. Maybe there's some small groups that are interested in.
They are, Savitri Bhavan mostly.
Yeah, I've gone to some of those discussions, winter seminars. It was actually only me and my two friends that came to the discussion. Like the evolution of man, it was me and the two friends that I talked to, and one person.
Oh, that's bad.
So that's why I was hoping when I say more, like a larger group that is interested in broad range of philosophical discussion. But I think it's just that happens freely. So connecting into the community where you can have those discussions and philosophical ideas can be shared in amongst people, you know. So finding the right place where those people do it just in a free way. And I think free discussion is really good. I'm hoping half of the discussion time can be just free, open pieces of discussion, but at the beginning I'm hoping to structure so that it can be equal discussion where everyone has a time that their voice can be heard and they can share for at least 3 to 5 minutes and have a second chance to listen to other people's ideas and then
maybe incorporate to think about
incorporate it, and synthesize and build on their idea. So
have you been on any of the general meetings? Although I think last 5 weeks there was none, right?
I have not been to any general meetings.
There haven't been, you couldn't be,
yeah? Yeah, but I would love to see, even just witness, even if I couldn't participate, see and understand some of the general meeting. I've heard is surprisingly low attendance, maybe.
That's like, a apathy of the community. Yeah, huh?
Maybe because only 50 to 100 people out of the 2,000 people. That
because the general meeting is for the resident assembly, which actually it includes all of us.
Yeah.
And by default, we're supposed to take the decisions by ourselves.
Yeah.
So the apathy does that people don't... They have a feeling that it's manipulated or it's maybe guided by few elite groups.
Yeah.
And it's also executed regardless of whatever decision was taken in general meeting or not.
Yeah.
So but that's the apathy coming from. And for about 5 years, the resident assembly service trying to surpass that and come back to the base, so to speak, to all of us, to all of us to be active and really participate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it's... It seems like it should only be able to be controlled by those smaller groups when everyone chooses to be silent and doesn't share their voice. But if everyone did come and participate, there could be more opportunity for them to share their voice. The piece that I've heard seems like causes some people to have a level of apathy and not feel like their voice can be heard completely is that there's maybe not as much equal sharing of ideas. Not everyone at the Residents Assembly gets an equal short piece of time to share their ideas. And yeah, maybe some of the structure can be structured into subgroups where specific people with similar ideas can share and collaborate. And then, so this could be a model for that Residents Assembly to develop, or it could be connect with several models that already exist for subgroups to develop these ideas. I've also heard of new ways where people can participate. Be active, like without even being there. So New Zealand and a few other places are developing software where...
On internet.
Large group discussion software for people to contribute their voice from afar
for that, some like a Google Drive or something like that?
It's, I think, a little bit more complex.
A participating online with a camera or something?
There's that. There's many other pieces, but there's also just all the discussions, notes from all the discussions can be shared online. People can contribute their ideas and comments on those discussions. People can put their votes from separate piece. They can connect to different subgroups of each discussion and stay aware and stay connected without even having to be there and be subject to listening to they don't feel connected to and they don't want to spend their time on.
Because I think maybe that would be a one way
about the way that people talk and discuss and meet is a really important piece, because potentially you could spend years just listening to everyone talk forever. And
that is true, but at the end,
at
least if you try to facilitate the process of consensus taking, not a vote really, because we're trying to avoid the voting, but we're trying to get the consensus, that is a process that takes a little bit more time, yeah? Because at the end, like all involved parties, they might agree with one idea which is agreeable to all of them, regardless that maybe it's not the idea that the particular person or party suggested it or really agree with it. But still, we can consensus on something that we say, okay, it's not...
Yeah.
It could, yeah?
Yeah. This is where the Baha'i non-political, what they consider to be a non-political model might come in, because this is where you would have those small groups meeting and choosing representatives who can go into flesh out the deepest part of those issues and that they can meet together and try to represent the voice of the community or the neighborhood that they come from. And then you have a consensus between 9 or 19 people where each of those people is able to fully express the ideas that
some from local spiritual based assembly and to the national spiritual assembly, right?
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah. But I think to develop a consensus where everyone has their full voice heard in amongst 2,000 people could take a less realistic amount of time. But those voices could still be heard through an online piece, and they could connect to the entire discussion that's happening at a representative level.
Mm.
But
There were, as far as I understood, with the discussion with some older religions, there were many so-called political systems that have been tried out here. Also, they tried out, as far as a few years back, that each community will have a discussion amongst themselves and then send one representative, but somehow that didn't work. So it's probably, the question lies a little bit deeper than that, yeah? How do we connect? How do we respect each other? How do we strive toward the same goal?
The question lies deeper than what?
Yeah, than just the local representatives. I think, because I was also thinking about for myself why those systems don't work, you know? Because they had already the system that from the every community, one representative will go to the, let's say, general meeting and convey the message of the whole community. But that one also didn't work really well. So I think it's
how good. Many people were meeting at the General Assembly then?
Communities are about 120, something like that. So that is actually between 30 to 60 average of a general meeting to participants. Yeah. Sometimes if it's a really hot topic, then also you can see 200 people, yeah?
Yeah, looking for a consensus, yes, even amongst 60 to 200 people,
it's very hard.
Is a big challenge. That's why they focus on those meetings for 9 people, I think, ideal.
It's ideal, yeah.
Maybe 19 at a very extreme maximum. Mm. To find a consensus amongst 19 people is, I think, a large accomplishment.
If there is a clear and transparent communication between and the delegate which is chosen for the next and another local, so to speak, up to the top, yeah?
Yeah.
If there are people you trust and there is a transparency, then can work.
Yeah, I think transparency is incredibly valuable and critical.
You've been traveling, yeah? You said you've been in Chile, you've been in India before.
Yeah.
So those breaks of awakenings and next steps of consciousness, you've seen it in some other parts of the world, right?
I think.
Or some other intentional communities?
Amongst individuals, I see. I don't see a community as a whole doing huge breaks in consciousness. I see maybe like some groups of Buddhist monks or other people that seem to have achieved levels of consciousness far beyond anything I've connected to, or Kabbalistic practitioners who seem to keep their mind connected to a much purer form of spiritual practice. Mm. I see people that devote their entire lives to very spiritual pursuits that seem, yeah, very connected and aware and conscious of all they do and the effects they have. And I, yeah, see a lot of people that have almost no connection to that and sinking in the opposite direction. So it's hard for me to say, yes, this time is when all the time people are cracking and becoming aware. I think maybe 20 years, 40 years, 100 years ago, there were many people becoming more aware, and then it is in a constant state of flux and flow, waves of people becoming more aware and less aware. Mm. But as a community, maybe there can be some connection and collaboration to grow and connect together.
Let's touch another topic. Since you are, so to speak, in educational, you volunteer as an educationalist in Udavi School and some other schools. What do you think about integral education?
Integral education is something I've only just been introduced to in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I had the basic principles explained to me from people who went through their whole schooling in integral education, and I love the idea of flexible and adaptable, just offering the student the opportunity to learn which topics they're most interested in and helping to guide and facilitate them as they pursue and develop those topics and develop them on like a more meaningful conceptual level through real hands-on practice. there's still some balance to be found between all these things, because in some settings, I think
some students can be lost to video games
on their cell phones.
No, but it's also, I think the biggest principle between something and this one is taking responsibility. Because in integral education, each student does take responsibility for himself. You know, if somebody says, okay, I want to study about the chemistry of the microorganisms, for example, it's just an example, then when he does that, he takes responsibility for that, no? Versus the kind of normal schooling when you just have a curriculum and you have to follow.
Yeah, I think choosing your classes is incredibly valuable. And just the transition that I had between high school and university was the best transition in education I could ever imagine, being able to choose my own classes from a spectrum of thousands of classes from people who have actually specialized in that topic and have so much passion for that specific subject area.
So you could get the best
one. Yeah, it was 1,000 times better going from high school, where I hated 90% of my classes, to university, where every class was really meaningful.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
I'm hoping anyone with any interest in sharing several topics or several ideas for how to discuss different topics, or an interest in coming just for the fresh fruit potluck and listening to
fruit potluck. So we're supposed to bring our fruits with us, yeah?
Maybe if people... it's supposed to be the easiest thing that people could bring. So even just one small piece of fruit and just share as much as you have in abundance. And then, or it's also, people are free to come without fruit as well. I have like a huge list of different topics that I'm hoping to share. And so bringing many different topics that you can propose, and then maybe letting the group choose which topics you delve into in more depth, is something I suggest for people that come. And
just for curiosity, what are the topics you prepared?
The topics that I have prepared and kind of been developing over the last 10 or 20 years are topics on like my own personal collective community vision collaboration ideas, where there's a community that has a large connection on so many things. Oroville as a whole, I think, can represent that community vision, where it's all in different spaces, but maybe even amongst the people that you live together with, you can have a lot of connection and unity and collaboration. So a vision for how you could see even smaller communities connecting. I also have some topics interested on how, retaining Oroville status, becoming Orovillian, the Orovillian political structure, Orovillian schools, the outreach schools, open, free, like, new systems for boarding schools or opportunities for other people to get those, chances to study the things that they like, things about forestry, agriculture, things about sustainable housing development, other green projects, recycling for the village, cleaning water and trying to work towards cleaner air, talking about vegan, raw food, health food, also offering these things to the outreach schools, or offering raw vegan food and solar kitchen on one day a week, potentially building up a system through which Orovillians have opportunities to travel, like new students graduating from high school or something, building some collaborative travel system for people to experience the world, even if they're raised in Oroville, few sailboats that can take Oroville youth off and
nice.
Go and explore different parts of the world, or having connection to university, developing maybe some level of university projects in Oroville, having science laboratories and more, improving the science laboratories, bringing more resources to those, security, video surveillance. So some problems I've heard with security, maybe establishing a secret video surveillance team to help secret with this.
Then you have a control again.
Community development, other outreach, working on bicycle paths, having like peaceful times of day when there isn't so much dust and smoke. Mm. Maybe having 1 hour a week where you have motorbikes and trucks just pause and just leave it open for people to walk and bicycle and have not so much noise and beeping and people buzzing around as fast as they can, just like a peaceful time of day, having more dance activities, having Sri Aurobindo, Mother, Baha'i, Amma, Theravada Buddhism, Vedic, Hindu, like all the different philosophical, spiritual development teachings connect together, having peace, food, charity. So having meetings where people bring together potluck food to support different charities and initiatives in the community, so it's not always coming from some outside central body. Maybe people can just come together. There's a system in the US where people bring a bunch of soups and everyone donates $4 or $5 towards the soups, and then all the money raised together from this potluck of soups goes towards a school charity, bringing resources to the schools, or a homeless charity, or there's several people that usually talk and they vote for which charities they want to support.
That's actually cool.
Yeah. Other leadership committee organizing, scholarships for travel for youth, building spaces in the community,
for sharing.
So like building a open space where everyone in the community has equal access to just share any kinds of activities. So I think a lot of communities are more controlled and there's someone that kind of, but I think most communities are pretty open to letting people do that, do what they want. But yeah, like an open park where people can just come and share, like kind of what the central garden is around the Matramandir, but without as many like
restrictions
on what they do. So just this.
So it's like a youth center for everybody.
A youth center for everyone, but building up the facilities of the. Something like a youth center with a nice, grassy area, other things, and nice large structures that people
social
can do,
spaces,
collaborative
yeah.
social spaces.
Yeah, they're saying also the community, which does not celebrate together, actually cannot really pull it through.
Yeah, celebrating together, I think.
That's
yeah.
a really big and important part, yeah.
Yeah, sharing spaces. Also maybe developing, talking about work, service, seva, opportunity, worker community opportunity. So even things where all the volunteers come together and they go and they volunteer in a spectrum of different projects. So you have 20 volunteers come on a building project one day, a farming project the next day, a permaculture project the next day. They're able to build community between each other and do this, or even other just general service communities among the Orovillians or newcomers. They work in large communal projects and build community amongst themselves.
From all these topics, actually, there's many. You really prepare a list. It's basically screaming out, let's collaborate, let's really have a community life, no?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. Also building up tutoring centers, maybe, for some of the schools. So the possibility of having many more Orvillians contribute just freely to having one day a week where they help out in a tutoring center for an hour or two, helping with any topics that they're interested in.
So similar like they're doing for
center.
The village, groups?
Yeah, they have a couple hours a night for some of
the
village outreach
the,
schools, but I think it could work well to have
for us. Yeah.
Especially since it sounds like there's more students who are becoming interested in trying to competitively get access to universities and special types of universities.
It's true.
And yeah, other yoga, philosophy, sattvic culture, other many, many topics.
All the best on Saturday. Let's repeat again, Saturday, 9th of July at 4 o'clock in Town Hall, first floor.
Yeah.
In the Harvard Council Room, yeah?
Harvard Council Room.
I think that's the room.
Yeah. So, yeah,
for the meeting.
Other people can bring as many of their topics as possible, and together maybe people can connect to the topics they might want to support and work towards doing something meaningful with. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.